And finally, in our broadcast this evening from here in Detroit, how's it going? It's one of the reasons we came here and discovered very quickly that people are talking less about the events of September and more about what they have always lived with here, the economy and segregation.
He is the smoothest man, isn't he? Peter Jennings in town doing
you
the honors.
You can play at that game, Mojo.
That's right, Ted Koppel, you're smooth too. It's funny because I was watching last night, and then all of a sudden, right afterwards, they always preview what's going to happen on Nightline with Ted Koppel.
Of course.
And I'm watching that. I'm seeing Ted. I'm thinking of you. I got your head in my, your face in my mind. All right. Okay. Ted Koppel calling Peter Jennings. Let's see if we can get a hold of him. We'll dial the same number. What's her name? Fiona.
Fiona is the assistant's name.
All right. We got to all be quiet here. We'll let Ted Koppel work his magic.
Hope she's not listening to the radio.
How's my hair look?
7:15. It hasn't moved in about 1,800 years.
It's radio, Ted.
Very well.
Peter Jennings. Let's see if we can get him on the phone with us. Is it ringing? Here we go. Good luck.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, Fiona. Ted Koppel back here. Is he done with the promos yet?
Yes, he is.
Could I speak to him?
Yes. Who is it again?
This is Ted.
Just a moment.
She has no idea who did this. She has no idea.
Ted Koppel? I'm not sure.
We're busted.
Hello.
Hello, Peter. It's Ted back in New York. I'm picking up a few things at the office here.
Hello?
Peter?
Yeah.
Peter, it's Ted. In New York. Ted Koppel.
No, I don't think it is, actually.
Did you get the forward I sent you, the 2 pages full of Enron jokes?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I was wondering, I was looking through the things here in the office, and did you take my travel-size hairspray?
Hey, Peter Jennings?
We have a con artist.
Peter,
yeah.
we wanted to send out the welcome wagon for you.
We have a con artist. Nothing starts my day better than recognizing a con artist.
And you did a good job
welcome
of it.
Welcome to Detroit.
How are you?
We're doing well.
Peter Jennings, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. But, you know, I thought this kind of thing went out years ago. This is wonderful. I was glad to see you guys are still so old-fashioned.
So you knew right off the bat that wasn't Ted Koppel.
Oh, listen, excuse me. First of all, I know Koppel so long I have to call him sir. And so when you did not, you know, first of all, you were friendly and, you know, you have to capture the severity and the authority.
He's a bit more rude than that,
Ted,
huh?
Voice.
Maybe we should have done bro call. That would have been.
Hi, Peter. How are you? It's Tom.
Some guy once did bro call on me, and I must tell you, you should bear in mind, I got him back.
Oh, did
you really? How would you like to talk to a former president right now?
Hello, Peter. It's Bill. How are you?
Oh, that's very good, I must say. The trouble is, you know, you don't have to go far these days to talk to former presidents. So, I mean, I don't have to waste my time listening to imitations of the president. He's like our neighbor in New York now. He wants to talk to everybody.
Let me just say this. You come to the Apollo, I got a way in. We can get tickets for free.
The only thing I have to tell you is you're on a cell phone, and either the cell phone, the local cell isn't very good, or you guys are sort of feeble. Which is it?
It's probably more of the feeble part.
Yeah. People have called me feeble before.
Well, guys, let me get back to work. Let me go write about Detroit.
Okay, you get back to work.
Otherwise, I'll never get out of town. If I write out of Detroit having talked to you, then we won't be out of town in a hurry.
Well, that's the idea. We're so honored to have you in town. We don't want you to leave.
It's great to be back.
Hey, Peter, take care of yourself. Thank you so much for being on with us.
See you guys. Bye.
Take care. Peter Jennings, everybody.
Detroit's hits. Music. Channel 955.